for the love of sport.
Blog Talk Radio.
We must allow our city to function. We threw $11 trillion at COVID. So the day has come when we must learn to be smarter, live with COVID, and ensure that we protect everyday New Yorkers, and that is what I'm going to do.
The New York Times. The New York Times. The New York Times. Believe it or not, I wake up early in the morning out here chasing that guap. That perspective's more inspected, painting pictures you are. Too aggressive, not accepting different keys to these bars. Not Alicia Swizzy, either pumping music in arms of deadly. Alec Kelly when I'm writing these lines. Creating visions for the people, blood rooting and grind. About time I took the essence, turned my passion to wine. Take time to build a legacy, created a lane. I watch the legends really do, we can't push out to these things. That's game, you see the difference on the mission, no fame. I just step inside the booth and give the coaches some game. That's game, I'm going fishing on a mission, I'm out. I did enough to show you hustle, what the fussing about. I would never sell my soul, tap dancing for clout. It's the way you lose your passion, cause you eager to sprout. And that's the New York Times, the New York Times, the New York Times,
You can see these pictures, it's obviously something devastating has happened, and again, unconfirmed report, a plane has crashed into one of the towers there.
The takeover, the break's over. City on my shoulder like the old one hover. Tell them take a seat, you see the hate's a locomotive. You see I got the bag, I'm never pressed cause I'm a soldier. See me looking good, red carpet, fashion over. Nope, I could really move in the room full of vultures. I don't do this Facebook shit, these rappers posters. Acting like you tough on the post, I will expose ya. Yeah, I heard that book back talk, what's in my backpack? Grinding like I'm stuck on the block, fire that hazmat. All these rappers claiming they nice, these rappers whack whack. Wanna keep the culture alive, then you should fall back. Hearing that you really outside, I done that. Really social media plugs, nothing but key taps. Running like a hamster in circles, you gotta fix that. Rappers really claiming these bars without a charge, black. And I'm back, but I never fell off. Beyond a life is something special, you can hand me the cross. Persecuted by the people, delivered to God. You see, I thirst for the culture of disciples with bars. And they still see I'm conscious, needles stuck in my arm. You see, the game is in my bloodline, concrete deep. Fuck toasting to the good life, I'm here to just eat. Cause sleep is the cousin of death, life is deep. Survival in the jungle is real, ask the sheep. The rules really playing with karma, ask the street. I'm here to give you lessons, so listen, take a seat. I'm really about the culture, my man, I never sleep.
I walk in every room as myself. I don't walk in any room as anyone else. I'm not cowering, I'm not speaking soft, I'm not... My voice doesn't change, it sounds exactly the same way. I'm walking as myself and proud.
Yo, what's going on? Are we on? We are definitely on. We are live. Y'all not tuned back into Sports, Drugs, and Entertainment / For the Love of Sports with your boy 50 Bands. I'm out in these Brooklyn streets enjoying this weather right now. You know what I'm saying? That song kind of reminded me of like a good New York night. And this night is turning into that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Notes 82, New York Times. That song is definitely representation in New York. You know what I'm saying? So I'm letting everybody know I'm getting all my independent artists on my show. So don't be afraid to send that music in. Hit me in my DM. Well, I've been hitting people in their DMs with the email address and all of that. You know, I want y'all to be, you know what I mean, get your names out there, your voices. You might have fans. You might pick up some fans in a different country, you know? So that's what we're doing, but Thursday night, we are outside. I hope y'all are enjoying this night. If you're in New York, you definitely are. T-shirt, short weather, and we're in April. This is beautiful, man. We had nothing but a beautiful winter. We had too much snow. New York is changing, man. New York is changing. New York is changing so fast. But change is always good. Change is always good. Change is always going to be needed. You know? It's like the seasons. Everything must change. Out with the old, in with the new. But with that being said, it's time for your boy LeBron to be out. He had 20 years of greatness. Some would say the greatest, but, you know, I'm a Kobe guy, and I put Jordan and I put LeBron. No, I put Jordan, then I put Kobe. That's just my opinion. But the guy was looking a little old last night. He kind of calmed out after the third quarter. He made some good plays in the fourth, but those Lakers aren't looking as good as people are portraying them to be. Well, the lines is open. The number is 929-477-2425. It's 929-477-2425. I would love to hear your insight, hear what's going on. It's getting close, though. Getting close to that big, big, big moment, that big fight. I wanted to start to show up a little basketball just to, you know, poke jabs at the Lakers fans, but it's on love. But that fight, the Tank Ryan Garcia fight is less than 9 days away, maybe 10 days. It's about to get real crazy. Somebody's getting knocked out. I don't know who, but last week I said it might go to the sport, might go to the cards, but I don't really know. I'm on the fence with that. Ryan Garcia, like, I watched the All Access, man. These guys, they got hell of a producers, man, because they sell these fights like a motherfucker. You don't think that, like, a guy who has no chance will have a chance. You know what I mean? Mayweather used to do that all the time. You had guys, you see them training hard, you see them beating up ball partners, came down to fight night, you was like, damn, all that shit was hype. So I don't think this fight is going to be hype. I think this fight is definitely going to live up to what we all anticipated as a good fight. You know, I went to a fight over the weekend. I went to the Shakur Stevenson fight. Y'all know Shakur Stevenson. He's in the same division as Tank and Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney on Young Studs. I went to see him fight. I went to go see Keyshawn Davis fight. I went to see Jared Anderson. It was all good fights. Like, every fight that we've seen, if we ever go to a fight, one thing that they will tell you about the fight is the arena's going to be quieter than the motherfucker. I mean, quiet. Like, when you watch it at home, you hear the commentators, you hear, like, the people in the corner, you hear these people talking, so you get used to that. When you go to the fighters, it's different. Like, the fighters, they got to make it pop. That's why people love Tank. If he's going to get in there, he's going to rough these guys up, and then he's going to knock them out. You know, ain't nothing wrong with a good knockout, you know? That's just what's in us. We love to see that. Some people turn away, but I like seeing a good knockout, a good fight. And all the fights that I went to, they either were technical knockouts. I mean, like, the ref stopped it or the corner stopped it, or it was a real knockout. Shakur, he did his thing. He fought some Japanese dude. He came to fight, but it's levels, man. And the way they do it in boxing is they all sell fights. They all build these guys up. Yeah, he's 25-0. He's 30-0. 27 knockouts. He takes more 27 bums, you know what I'm saying? But that's how they do in boxing. But I hope this fight lives up to it. I kind of want Tank to get knocked down and fight back and knock him out. You know what I mean? I love to see a fight like that. Somebody get knocked down and you think, oh, that's the fight. And they keep on going. They just keep on going. It's going to be that type of fight. But it's like being a boxing fan is tricky, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you love the sport, you know what I mean? You love to see signs, but you don't really get the fights that you want. And then you can watch UFC and wonder why those types of sports become bigger. But this is a fight where I guess, like, the casual fans are going to tune into, you know, because Tank already gets casual fans. But now he's going to get this Ryan Garcia fans. Believe it or not, Ryan has never fought for a belt, never fought for a title. This is his first pay-per-view, if I'm not mistaken. So he had about 9 million social media followers on Instagram and things like that. So he's definitely going to bring some different eyes to the sport. The fights like this will probably lead to bigger fights. We got a lot of young talent in this boxing thing, you know. But it is what it is. It is what it is. But don't bet your house on this fight. I don't know. I don't even know what the odds are. We could definitely find that out. What's the odds on that fight? Probably Tank. I know he bet on Ryan. There's probably some good money on that too. I was trying to find it. I can't find it. But I know it's a lot too little. Unlike how Floyd's fights used to be. Floyd's fights used to be -150. So you gotta, for you to make $100, you gotta put up -1,000. Unless you bet millions. He made a lot of people rich. But anyway, I'm outside. I'm enjoying this weather. I'm enjoying this breeze. I'm at this new restaurant called Something on Myrtle. My boy, they're about to open up in, I think on the 22nd. So if you have in Brooklyn, just look up Something on Myrtle. It's like Asian fusion mixed with a twist. I got a nice little thing. I missed the taste of it. I got another plating. So when the plating comes, I'm definitely going to have some footage, and I'll definitely let y'all know how it went. But the drinks are amazing. I've been having a lot of drinks tonight. It's different taste in that different bartenders come in. But yeah, like I said, with my show, I wanted this is just a space for everybody to come through and talk. They sports talk. It don't have to be none serious, unless it's something serious that happened in this court. But nobody will get mad at you or your opinion. You know, nobody's only numbers can be right in a sports game. Because it's like, either they lost or they won. That's it. It's nothing else. Either they did it or they didn't. All the other stuff, the hate, that's part of the fandom. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's sports. It ain't life or death. It ain't life or death. But these playoffs are going to get real spooky, man. The playing games, getting back to the NBA, the playing games are good. LeBron and them almost lost. I was on Facebook talking to all the LeBron fanboys, talking all that shit to them. Like, yeah, they ain't looking too good. Even though I never really was comfortable with Minnesota during the whole game, I never was comfortable. Even when it was up like 15, I'm looking at them, I'm like, there's something about this game that says they're going to come back. And if you're a fan of the NBA, you know, no leader's face. Sometimes you think that they're playing with threes and sevens like it's the NFL, where all the teams could be down 25 and the team would come right back and win the game by 10. You'd be like, yeah, that's crazy. So it's like that game, it showed you something. You've seen the toughness and the resilience of the Lakers, but you've seen a lot of these flaws that man. LeBron had about, I think he might have had about 25 going into the fourth. He scored about, he might have had 27 at the end of the 30. He scored that one basket, and he passed that ball to Schroeder. Schroeder made that shot. The game was cool. It was an ugly game. I guess if you know the league, that's how the league is played during the playoffs. They really kind of swallowed it, which is, that game was real physical, and the teams that's usually physical in the playoffs usually win. The finesse basketball don't really win in the playoffs, so that game was just letting you know what it is. But you gotta commend Minnesota for even putting up that type of fight. They had three of their six contributors. I say the top seven guys that was out. You know, so they play hard as fuck. The Lakers won that game by the skin of their teeth. But sometimes you watch these games and everything is like storybook. Like, I kind of knew LeBron and I was going to win that game. It just looked crazy. You're looking at foul trouble. You're looking at these refs. Sometimes these refs, they want to be stars so much. They make these horrendous calls. And then your team got to adjust to how these guys are pulling the game. So if a guy got too many fouls, just like how Carl Anthony Towns was, and put him on the bench. So that game, they got by. They got by. But I think Minnesota, I think they're playing OKC tomorrow, the two next games. I think Minnesota can get that game, especially if they get Rudy Gobert back. You know? But I don't think they're going to get that game. Only team that I think that's going to make some money out of the play-in team was the Chicago Bulls. The Chicago Bulls last night, if you didn't watch the game, it was a good game, but it was a homecoming for DeRon DeRozan. He won a Toronto Raptors. Led him to an Eastern Conference Finals a couple times, but you know, that man that was in Cleveland and that man that was in Miami, they always stopped him. So he never had a chance to go to the finals. But they had some good teams. They had some good teams. And Kyle Lowry. They had some good teams in Toronto. But anyway, he gets traded to the Spurs, and he gets traded to the Bulls. And this is the first year him and Zach Levine over there. You would expect them, and they got a Vucevic, I think that's his name, but the center. So you would think that they will be a better team in a better position. But this year, for some reason, it's just that they just couldn't get to it this year for some reason. They just couldn't reach their potential. But me watching that game last night gave me hope. I think that they're going to beat Miami. I think either tomorrow or they're playing Saturday. But I think they're playing tomorrow. I think they're going to beat Miami all because Miami is just, I think Zach LaVine are better than Jimmy Butler. Zach LaVine and DeRozan are better than Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. I'm going to take those two. They can create a shot. Bam isn't really creating a shot every play. And Zach LaVine, the way they was, they was down 19 and came back. I was watching something else. But that's what I do. A lot of these games now, I don't know if I told y'all, but I was a big sports gamer for about 10 years. From 2010 to 2020, I stopped during the pandemic. And these games are like, it's patterns, you know? You see comebacks, you see no lead of faith, and you really look at things and think like, oh, you know what? I could just watch this game during the second half. The first half is just a feel out. And then the second half is a real game. So that's what I was doing with that game. I wound up catching it when the Bulls made a tie, get up at 93-93. So I didn't really feel the comeback. But I did see DeRon DeRozan's daughter. She was screaming every time Toronto shot the ball. So Toronto might have shot the worst day ever. They went 18-36, but they missed 18 free throws. The Bulls was 18-25. So they only lost by a few buckets, but they missed some critical free throws. But the way that team came back with that resilience, I was like, the Bulls, this is the Bulls team that we expected. So I think right now they're moving. I think they can beat Chicago, can beat Miami down in, they can beat Miami down in Miami. Because that's how it goes with the playing now. The 8 and 9 teams play each other first. Either the 7 and 8, those teams, all they got to do is win one game. They get two chances. And then the 9 and the 10, they have to win two games. So the Bulls, they are playing Miami. I think the Bulls might have got them this year. They might have been 3-1 against Miami. So they're familiar with them. They're really familiar with them. And I think they're a little more hungry. They got some dogs on that team. Pat Bev's going to go. I think they can make something happen. And I think they can. I'm not saying they're gonna beat Milwaukee, because that's who they play if they win. But they had a good record against Milwaukee this year too. That's a rivalry. Milwaukee and Chicago, those are bus rides away from each other. So that'd be a series where nobody really have to do nothing. they don't really have to do too much traveling. Same thing with the Warriors in Sacramento. It's nothing but a bus ride up, bus ride down. But I think the Bulls are going to do something. And I really don't know the eighth seed, either that's going to be OKC or Minnesota. I don't really think they're going to do anything anyway against Denver. They're going to be kind of shy. After they play, like, the next day, they got to go to Denver to play on Sunday. So I don't really think that's going to matter. But I really think the Bulls can do something because the travel is not going to be too much. I think LaVine at least go to six. When it's series like that, when series are supposed to be wrapped up in 4 to 5 games and they go six, maybe seven now, the guys are getting tired. Giannis is going to be tired if they go that. They got to keep going. They got to keep doing six-game series instead of wrapping them up. All those days counted as rest. It's a long season. They've been balling. They've been balling. It's time. But, yeah, listen, man. I'm going to play some more music, you know. I'm going to play some music. I got Big Remo. That's my family out in North Carolina, man. What's up, cuz? Say what up to the family. Yes, y'all on deck. We about to play that song right now. Like I said, call in 929. You make it to the... Like I said, call in 929. You make it to the... I don't know why you do it to me.
I was a student of respect. It's all on how I move. You do this stupid, dumb, and deaf. I'm not a grimy dude, but I put two inside your ribs and knock the noodles out your neck. Have it oozing out your chest for them two back at the rest. For the record to the death, I'm on the better since I left. I thank the maker every step. I never move without a strap. Pray the fool is never lacking. If you live in text to check, overstanding just a test, and they just grooming for success. In the famous words of Nip, this shit a marathon for real, and I've been pacing off the rip. To that pacing gotta win. That was came at expense. That's what gave a nigga strength. Yes, yes, y'all. Just another N-word who be capping to the gent. I have to represent, I had to battle in the trench. Just so they wouldn't have to, I was adamant to fix the average cat out on the bricks. We're developing the brand to get their hands about the lint. Line up pockets, doing decent, living lavishly your tent. Cause back when I ain't have a cent, back when I was house to house with different chicks, she got pregnant, so I had to make a flip. And them cats that I was with was talking bad about the kid. Like they know a nigga about it, how much pot I done sniffed. Was the same niggas asking if my class ever hit, that I shot him in the song on some backwards nigga shit. So here you niggas go, you niggas never had my stick. So suck a class nigga dick, I never tapped, that's why I'm still tapping it with captains in the field. If I influence one mind, that's a win, for real. It's yes, yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all.
Big Remo, Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. That's definitely a hard track. Like I said, that's my cousin. He's been in the rap shit for a while. He been spitting that shit, so I know y'all know Charlotte. Y'all know what's up. Y'all know what's up. So that's what we doing. We playing that heat. You got some heat. Send it to me. But call me up, 929-477-2425. That's 929-477-2425. I'm live on Myrtle right now. I'm outside, people looking at me, and they're like, what is this guy doing? He's talking real good about sports. I'm about to have a little crowd right here. Motherfuckers, they want to hear what the dog got to say. But now, back to what we're talking about with the playoffs. Last week, it was the preview. Now we know exactly who's playing who, when they playing. The games start on, I think it starts Saturday. There's games tomorrow. The Bulls and the Heat tomorrow. Thunder and Timberwolves tomorrow. Then Saturday, the real playoff start. We got the Nets and the Sixers. You know I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan, and I think we're going to shock the world. At least when last year we got swept, we didn't win a game. And we had KD and Kyrie. I think this year we can win a game. And then this season is a success in my eyes. Like I said, when it comes to this fandom shit, I don't like calling myself a fan because fan is short for fanatic. I root for my team. I root for them. I'm a heavy supporter. Because sometimes these fans, they go to great lengths that I will never go. I have too much pride to do. It's crazy because I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and I talk hella shit to, like, teams that I don't like. And it's usually not the team. It's usually the fans that make me not like a team. So I'm usually talking shit about the Mets. I'm talking shit about the Lakers. I'm talking shit about the teams that I'm not a fan of. And I think that's just all fun. You know, some people take this shit so personal. And they never even go to a game. They don't even buy Midtown Familiar. They don't even support the team. So it's like you going this hard and you don't even support this team. So, but like I said, Saturday is the real thing. We play. They disrespected us. They gave us a 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon basketball game on Saturday. Like who's not gonna be taking their kids? The ballerina, the basketball practice, haircut. Come on. Where we going with this? But you know they're not respecting it. We got the 1 o'clock game. Hawks and the Celtics, they have the 3:30 game. And then the Knicks and the Cavs have the 6 game. That's going to be a good game. And they got the Warriors and the Kings. Let me go back to the Atlanta and Boston. I think Boston finishes the series in 5. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes 6. Trae Young, he's coming. He's finally coming of age. And he's only 24. And we got to look at it as this. When he came in the league, he only did 1 year in college. So he didn't really have his man strength or that leadership. But you're seeing it now. You see what he did to Miami the other night. Sliced them up, Swiss cheese. Easy money. Ice Trae. I know y'all Knicks fans. I know Ice Trae did it to y'all. The last time y'all was in the playoffs. And let me go back to that. That's the main reason why I am not a Knicks fan. Because all throughout the years of basketball, I never hated on the Knicks because the Knicks never really had players that I liked. Like, I was a Kobe guy, you know? So I like flair on my game. I like the game. It got to look good, too. Like, Knicks had, like, rugged guys. I never was a fan. So I used to bet with him sometimes when Melo was there because he gave me something to talk about. But besides that, I never had no Nick hate until that fan shot a spit on Trae Young. So when that happened, I'm looking at him like, oh, I'm not really jacking these fans, man. I'm not really jacking these fans. Like, that's classless, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, Trae Young is black. He, you know what I'm saying? He's black, and it was a white dude that was spitting on him. Not to say I'm a racist, but it's just like, damn, that's how you look at us. Like, I don't see white players getting spit on. So I really didn't like that. So that made me not like the Knicks anymore because of that thing. I'm sorry. for me, I've never been a Mets fan. I grew up a Yankee fan. The Mets never was cool when I was coming up. By the time I was coming up, the heyday was over. I was a Yankee fan since Don Mattingly days, you know? That's what I was. But I think the Knicks series, I'm looking at it right now. They got Cleveland minus 5.5. I'm looking at the Knicks. If Julius Randle doesn't play, I think the Knicks will lose in 6. But if he does play, I think they still lose in 6. He might can push him to 7, but they still will lose. Sometimes it's some teams that, what would you say, like a little ahead of their time. You know, you can't push the wagon before the horses. So I think the Knicks next year or the years to come, they will be competitive. And I love when they're competitive and when my Nets are competitive because the city, it's kind of divided, but in a good way. You know, it ain't nothing harmful. It's like when the Knicks, when the Yankees and the Mets are relevant. Just the city's just live when both of your teams are going at it. It's like the Rangers, the Devils, and the Islanders all making the playoffs. New York is looking real good. The Tri-State area, we're looking real good. A lot of people making the playoffs. You know, we coming. We coming. Cool. But I think the Knicks in 6. I think the Knicks in 6. No, Cleveland. I'm sorry, man. Look at the Knicks fans. They're probably getting hyped. Like, nah, he said, I knew he was an undercover Knicks fan. Like, nah. Yeah, let me get a caller. Let me see what up the caller. I got somebody calling in. What's going on? You come on, where you from? What's your name? What's going on?
Seth, what's good, yo, man?
What's up? Who am I talking to?
Yo, it's Manolo from Queensbridge, man. Down block all day.
Oh, child, what's going on, brother? Oh, you called in. What's going on, brother? How you?
Yeah, man, I'm good, brother, man. Just want to say I'm proud of you, man. Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Long time coming. You deserve this. Everybody that know you know that this is a long time coming.
Yeah, man. Yo, and good looking, man. You see the grind, man. The grind don't stop, you know? The grind don't stop. I'm just doing
what
I like to do. I like talking to sports,
yes, sir.
Drugs, and entertainment shit. That's what this show's about. So sometimes I might be on some sports shit, and then I might go to some street shit. Because I got some street shit to talk about. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Ty, let them know who you fucking with, even though I don't know. Who you fucking with in the league right now? Who you got winning it? Let me ask you a better question. Who's your team, and who you got winning it? Sometimes your team, you might be realistic. I don't think we're going to win. You know what I'm saying? So let me know.
Right. I know I'm a true real Knicks fan, and I know we ain't going to probably get past a certain round. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm a Knicks fan,
mm-hmm.
True Knicks fan. You know, I know we could pat ourselves on the back by getting there, but as far, you know, it's a stretch going to the second. You know, Mitchell is a hell of a player. Chris is nice. So, you know, the bus stops right there. But I want to piggyback on what you were saying earlier. But to finish answering your question, I got the Warriors taking it off to answer that.
Okay.
But I want to piggyback on what you were saying earlier about with Trae Young. And I almost debunked the Knicks, and I almost not became a Knicks fan or took a break from it when they spit on Trae Young because that was unnecessary, and that's not the original Knicks fans. We don't do that.
Yeah.
So I felt you when you were saying that, man. You know, Trae Young is a hell of a player. You know, any real Knicks fans will, you know what I'm saying, will give that man all his props and his flowers, and he still don't deserve any of that. So it hurts every time Atlanta plays New York because he remembers that. And if I'm Trae Young, I would do the same as well, too. So, man, I thought that was whack. You know, these new Knicks fans, man, they something else, Fiff. You
mm-hmm.
spot on with that one, bro. I agree, man. I mean, as a real Knicks fan, that shit ain't cool. And any real Knicks fan would agree with that. I think I speak for all Knicks fans when I say, like, that whole Trae Young situation, man. That shit should have never happened. We shouldn't even be disclosing, even talk about that. With the common knowledge of these youngsters and this generation not having no damn common sense, it just makes us look crazy, you know.
Because we from a certain neighborhood where we don't do that. We don't spit on it because you know what comes with that.
Nah.
Sometimes a bullet comes after that. Somebody's getting knocked out.
Yep.
So it's like either you crack my ass or that's it. That's all. And we gave you respect. You know what I mean? Shake your hand after the game.
No doubt.
How I look at it. And you know, I never was like this much against the Knicks. Because I'm like, Knicks ain't never do nothing for me. Nothing. Like, they ain't never stopped my team from winning.
Yeah.
But when I seen that, bro, then I seen, like, other people chiming in, and they was acting like they respected that. I'm like, nah, I can't really jack that. I don't like this team no more. I don't like how they represent it. Because people was really jacking it. Like, yeah, I would have did that. I'm like, damn, is this because y'all losing the game? Like, it's basketball. This ain't real life. That's how you look at shit.
Right.
Like, it's basketball.
And you got to remember, right when, around that, when that happened, James Dolan was doing a lot of cornball shit. Picking Charles Oakley out. So that was James. I heard that was James Dolan fans. James Dolan paid for his friends to sit in the front to heckle Trae Young. I'm like, yo, bro, you making it look like that's like Knicks fans when those are your friends that never came back to a game. You know what I'm saying? And then make it outlast and look like, oh, that's all Knicks fans. No, that was James Dolan's friend that was dressed up in Knicks attire, calling themselves fans, and this is the outcome of what we're talking about, which made history, which is a shame, and is kind of like a tarnish on us. You know, as a real Knicks fan, if you looked at it in that way, per se, you know what I mean?
Because at the end of the day,
I just wanted to piggyback on that, man. That's it.
Okay. Shout out to For the Record Radio. That's what y'all tune into. For the Love of Sports with your host 50 Vans, and number 929-477-2425. We got Todd from Queensbridge. He was chiming in on the whole thing. So you saying you got the Warriors winning it? You think the Warriors can do it, even though they're 60, even though they won't have no home court advantage? You think they're gonna do it?
My take on the Warriors, but before I say that, y'all check into the radio, man. 929-477-2425. You know what I'm saying? For the Record Radio with Fifth. You know what I mean? Y'all check in, man. Sports Radio, this shit is lit. But I mean, with the Warriors, man, you know, like, they won it last year. Everybody's forgetting who won the tip last year.
Warriors, man,
but
you know what it was?
So,
it was a lot of shit. Yeah. Nobody had that fight. Draymond put the young nigga down, and then Iguodala wasn't there. Then you had this now, but you got they couldn't win no games on the road. It's just like I don't know. Maybe because Wiggins wasn't there, man, everything might come back, and now they got Gary Payton Jr. He's back. They might be back again. You know, who knows? Who really knows?
I'm gonna throw you a scenario, Fifth, because I know you love these shits.
Uh-huh.
Shaq and Cole had a similar situation, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of shit go down in the locker room. It just so happened that this shit came out of the locker room. You know what I'm saying? What doesn't kill you make you stronger. What doesn't kill you make you stronger.
Yeah, but that's the difference. We ain't see that. We ain't see the Kobe and Shaq shit, so it's all going to be imagined. Some Kobe fans going to think Kobe won. And some Shaq fan, you know what I mean? We seen Poole get punched like a bitch, and he got to live with that. So that's what it's about. It's just like, damn. You seen it. Ain't no lying, Todd.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas, they gonna be showing that to Poole's kids. They going to be showing that to his kid. Nigga, I knocked you out like your daddy. You know what I mean? That's what they going to be doing, bro. So, you know. You know what I'm saying? At least Shaq's like, fuck Kobe up, we never seen it. We never seen it.
Yeah, what? Nah, you're right.
Man, that's my take, hell yeah, man.
All right, man, yo, I'm glad you're doing it.
Where you calling from, where you at right now? Let them know where you at, man. Let them know where you at, Ty.
oh Right now, I'm calling from Atlanta. I'm working out here doing some work and shit. You know what I mean?
My boy in Atlanta tuning in, man. He made his way. You know what I mean? That's a real support, man. But listen, man, you know how we do, man. You know how we rock. Love is love, champ.
You already know, kid. All right, one love, kid.
You already know. Yeah, man. So, look, I'll let y'all know my next story and why I don't fuck with them like that per se. But I like when they're doing good because I can talk shit. It's not fun. I'm a Yankees fan. It never was fun talking to Mets fans because they never were as contentious as much as we were. So it's like, here every couple years, now they are the contender. We're always there. So now I like when the Knicks are playing pretty good. You know, when they make the playoffs last year, like this whole time when KD and Kyrie were on the Nets, we were in contention. The Knicks weren't. So it wasn't, you couldn't talk shit to nobody. At one point, we won 9 in a row. So it was like, and now they pretty good. We could talk shit. It makes it fun. Well, let's get into some more music. Straight from Southside 40Ps, my boy Ty Trilly, or that Dapt. Play that shit for me. Fly, fly. Make sure y'all call in.
Y'all Suave on the track.
24, 25. You are tuned in.
Yeah, really, I'm tired of stressing. Yeah, I'm tired of waiting on that blessing. I'm tired of guessing, trying to deal with my aggression. The devil testing, trying to change my life in seconds. Yeah, but revenge to refreshing. Shit, ask me, he be better off in heaven. From that black, we 57, that's his blessing. Twisted in my head since like 11. So rebellious, just rebelling. Sitting on 107, 40 baby, my mother called me crazy. My daughter saved me, my grandmother raised me. Young nigga wavy, I always had it. I lost Daryl, that shit tatted. That's what brought that static. Shit had everybody active. My friends in jail like I had it. So much error, so much baggage, but they savage. So they charging to the game, but shit got taxes. That's what's tragic, cause I miss them. They mamas wanna kiss me. I'ma answer calls, tell them what I know is gonna listen. Screaming, fuck the system. They try and fuck them niggas, drill them. Know a young nigga, 17, really got it in them. Told me Trilly, I see one of those niggas, I'ma kill him. It's sad, I'm 26, but I still feel him. Had to adapt. Then I found myself just feeling like I'm trapped. Look, no matter where I go, I still gotta go back. Who won't understand, won't get it while I'm trapped. Adapt, yeah. Cause if you don't, you may not even make it back. I had to hustle, me and bro just ain't attached. And bro got a hell and they wonder how he relaxed when that nigga had to adapt.
Yeah, yeah, I'm counting Nipsey blues. 20s and 50s, I get that too. Getting money, I've been making moves. In my city, I'm a goat, they respect what I do. I'm taking risks, how can I lose? Down block, baby, we don't pick and choose. We stepping different, I got my juvie, he with me. That little nigga just wanna boom, look. Grandma the nation, he twisting his fingers, but he is not sanctioned. KD, I been told you I'm famous. I had it hard, I ain't do no complaining. They thinking it's funny, they fumble the bag. When it comes to that breach, I ain't playing. They study my style, I don't blame them. I gotta switch up my flow and my cadence. Got a big bag, and I got them salty, big mad. Check out my details, I got a new fit. She saying, Dollars, you did that. She all in my face, I'ma keep it play. If she let me hit, never lick that. I just caught a layup, and I'm with a stepper. You hit one of mine, gotta get back. I hope a nigga don't diss me. Social distance, we live them 6 feet. KD, the one I don't switch teams. I want my blood, and he said you a big thing. You looking for me, come get me. Feel like I'm in Philly, I got a 10-pack of my Dickies. No cap, gotta ride with a 10-piece. No jokes up, no weed, I'm leaving them dead. I do whatever I want. Gucci with the gang, this ain't no lil pump. Know what a gun is, a real one. Can't say you a stepper if you never kill none. All work, no play, I'ma need me a million. I could do this all day. I do this shit without trying, but watch how I kill him. Really, I'm getting paid off for music. Every hit I done drop, you could stream it. Look at my videos, I got it booming. I came up straight from the trap, you could tell by the ceiling. You could tell that the way I be moving, cause I do not feel him. And that's on a gang. I'm getting money, so I gotta stay on my feelings. I'm counting Nipsey blues. 20s and 50s, I get that too. Getting money, I've been making moves. In my city, I'm a goat, they respect what I do. I'm taking risks, how can I lose? Down block, baby, we don't pick and choose. We stepping different, I got my juvie, he with me. That little nigga just wanna boom, look.
Grandma the nation, he twisting his fingers, but he is not sanctioned. KD, I been told you I'm famous. I had it hard, I ain't do no complaining. They thinking it's funny, they fumble the bag when it comes to that breach, I ain't playing. They study my style, I don't blame them. I gotta switch up my flow and my cadence.
Yo, we ain't playing nothing but that heat, man. That's more heat from yours truly. Not me, my boy Kev Dollars from Queensbridge. That's an Nipsey Blue, like I said. Kev Dollars. Independent. We are working. There's a lot of talent out here, and it will be heard on here. I want the niggas from jail. I want everybody to be calling. I want to take over like how K-Slay had it. I want it to be like this. Lock in. With that sound, the jail sound, lock in. That's what I want this shit to be. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want it to be, man. We out here. I was just outside. And the funniest people in New York to watch are young white people that live in these gentrified areas. Because, you know, with these two white ladies walking on the guy was on a bike. And the way this lady, the way she, like, made this little face and pose, like it was like she was about to get killed. It's like, yo, relax. You're not in Kansas anymore, dog. You're in fucking New York. You're on Myrtle fucking Avenue in Brooklyn. You're in fucking Brooklyn. Relax. Little bikes ain't going to hurt you. It's so beautiful out here, man. I'm going to do this all summer. I'm going to go to some games at Dykeman. I'm going to do a radio show live from Dykeman. Probably get some of the players, you know, that they come in. Cause what we doing? It's for the love of sports, but it's for the love of sports entertainment and of drugs. Speaking of drugs, have y'all seen the guy who got killed in the smoke shop in New York City, in Harlem? R.I.P. to that brother. R.I.P. to that brother. He went out, but I think a young kid was 21. He got caught, so I'm not allegedly. But you see the person shoot the guy in his head in these smoke shops. These smoke shops is dangerous. If y'all don't know, New York, it is now legal to smoke weed in New York. And there's over 1,300, yeah, and I said it right, 1,300 smoke shops in New York City. None of them are legal. Maybe 30 is legal because the legal part hasn't passed yet. But that's what's going on in New York. The smoke shops, they're dangerous, and they took a lot of money out the good people in the hood, man, because now motherfuckers go right to a smoke shop instead of going to the local weed man. So I'm kind of, like, happy the smoke shops is getting wrapped up because they took a lot of my homies, man. They took a lot of money out. They took a lot of food out of people's mouths when they smoke shops, man. I can understand they legal because you paid that bread, that 100, 200, whatever you had to do to get right. But... man, listen, that shit is crazy, and this ain't the first time you should be having it. A lot of shit going on. It's like, you know what it is? It's like the smoke shops are like the block now. So it's because of the storefront. Don't think you can't be shot now. This is not McDonald's. This is not Cookies. This is not the legal spots. These are all illegal spots, and it's going down. So I buy my edibles from there because I don't smoke, but I fuck with edibles too. I'm on that twist now. The fuck I'm smoking and fucking up my lungs for when I get an edible and I can just do that. I'm honestly waiting for fucking liquor to become a goddamn edible. It's a straight pill. It's already edible. I want something. I can just take a little quick pill and I'm drunk and I got no fucking hangover. That's what I want. But that's just the crazy thoughts that run through my mind. That'd be crazy. But the West... what we looking at in the West? Because we didn't discuss the West Coast playoff action. I know everybody looking at those Lakers, but I don't know. We got Lakers and Grizzlies. They got an early 3-5 game. And you got the Bucks, and they don't know who yet. And then you got, because the Bucks is waiting for the Miami-Chicago result. You got Clippers and Suns at 8, and then you got the Nuggets, and they don't know who they're going to play because they're waiting for the OKC and Minnesota result. So, I kind of like the Grizzlies. I like the more and more I look at it, If the Lakers win that series, I wouldn't be surprised. I just think Ja Morant just has to be amazing. He got to play out of his mind. You know, and Jaren Jackson, he got to play good. Dylan Brooks got to play some good defense. But the thing about it is they lost a lot of their bigs. Steven Adams ain't coming back, and they had another dude. I don't know his name off the top of my head, but he's not there. He's not there, so it's going to be hard to keep LeBron and him out the lane. So if they win, I got the Lakers winning in seven, if they can win that. But if not, I kind of like Memphis in six. Memphis plays, but they got a good pace. So that might be something the Lakers ain't ready for. But I got a caller. Caller. Who calling my line? Where you at, yep. Caller? What's going on, Caller? What's your name? Where you calling out of from? Where you calling from?
What's good? This is Rob from Brooklyn.
Rob from Brooklyn. What's going on, Rob, man? How you feeling, man? Good night in New York tonight, huh?
Yeah, I mean, good. I ain't gonna lie, tonight's mixy, bro. Everybody outside.
That's why I'm doing this show live. I couldn't be upstairs for this type of action. It's too nice out here, man. It's too nice.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? I got the same question I asked my other caller. The question is, who's your favorite team as far as right now who you like to win, and who's the team that you think that's going to win a championship in the NBA?
Say truth. I see Golden State taking it again.
Mm-hmm. Is that
why,
the team or?
Nah, tell you the truth, that's not my team. My team is New York. So I'm the Knicks.
So,
the Knicks.
All right,
and,
so how you feel about your Knicks?
The Knicks is good, but, you know, they
are they beating Cleveland? Are they going to beat Cleveland?
I can see them giving Cleveland a run for their money. But
I say give a run. I said, are they going to win? Don't duck the question. Are they going to win? Are you a Knicks fan? Are y'all going to win? Or you don't get no trophies in second place. Are they going to win the game or what? Or not, Rob? Huh?
They're going to win again.
They're going to win the series. You got to win in what? In six or seven? How you got them winning?
In six.
Knicks in six? That's in the garden shit. If we all in New York, we're going to go to that game. If it's tied up, if it's 3-2,
yeah.
Knicks coming back home. So that means they got to win one on the road then.
They're going to win the one on the road because If of course, playoffs is totally different, but they got their number when they play them during the season. So as long as they stay played together and collectively, they're gonna beat them, bro. Trust me.
I think it's gonna be a good series, but it's so crazy because if y'all do not win. The fans, and I think if I was a Knicks fan, I'd be mad that y'all didn't trade for Donovan Mitchell. But that's what this series is about. All these other series, we kind of know what's going to happen. But that series right there, it's like, yo, damn, we could have got him. We'd have been winning right now. We'd have been advancing. But they didn't want to give RJ and a couple other pieces. So that's what this series comes down to, man.
Definitely, that's what this series comes to.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what it's about, bro.
Of course, but I wouldn't have gave up RJ, Grimes, and IQ for Donovan Mitchell. Don't get me wrong, Donovan Mitchell is an all-star. He's a superstar. But
mm-hmm.
why didn't you ask for Randle and other pieces? Why do you want our future prospects? Like you basically trying to cripple the team. Come on, bro.
Yeah, you know, because that was Danny Ainge. He always trying to look for a good deal. You know what I mean? We gotta jack that. You know what I'm saying?
I can't knock him for that. But the way the team is gelling right now,
yeah.
Look, keep it the way it is.
It's definitely like gelling. Cause I went to a Knicks game and I went to a Nets game. They both be rocking, but it's just something about the garden. It's just something about that place. I think it's just like the acoustics that's in there that keep that sound in there because that bitch be loud. When that shit rocking, that shit loud, bro.
Bro, that shit stupid, bro.
Man. So realistically, you got them beating Cleveland, and then you think the next round, how you feel about that? Because let me see who they even play next round. You think they can go past that next round?
All right, so they got fifth place right now, so which they playing Cleveland fourth. So the next round they will be playing either the Celtics.
The Bulls. Okay.
They either playing the Celtics or Atlanta. That one right there is going to be hard. It's going to be very.
But they beat. But y'all beat them this year, though.
Yeah, we beat them, but that all falls down on half court game. How they gonna work on the turnovers, and yeah, they half court defense. That's the key right there. They half court defense.
Mm.
They half court scoring and rebounding. Rebounding is major key playing Celtics. If you cannot rebound against that team, you're going to lose automatically. Cause I don't see.
Yeah.
Tatum, yeah, cool. Everybody knows Tatum is the one for that team.
How about Brown, though?
If you cannot stop Brown, you're going to lose. They're going to lose this three, point blank three. You can stop Tatum. Because I've seen nice they stopped him. You cannot stop Brown because Brown is very smart, bro. If you see that, that could be
the strategy. You could be like, listen, I let Brown get his points, and we just lock down Tatum. And that's what they did in the finals.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the Achilles heel right there. But they didn't have Brogdon last year. They didn't have Brogdon, so you know what I'm saying? So I like Philly, but I don't want to be like get gassed up because you know how James Harden gets. He get on his shit, then he starts stinking it up. So I don't really like Philly, but and Milwaukee look like they can probably do it. But what's that dude name? Middleton.
Giannis?
Yeah, look at his
Middleton?
Knee. At Middleton, they had to look at his knee again. So I think it's gonna be Boston.
But the thing is with Middleton, you know they've been limiting his games for this situation, knowing that they're gonna make the playoffs. So they're like, all right, let him rest out. But the players is when we really gonna need you. Really, when you're gonna be playing at least what 30 minutes a game. This one we need you to perform. So
all right. So you saying Knicks to lose to Boston, and you think Golden State on this run, just gonna run it through?
Golden State running it through, bro. They have two teams, bro. And what people are thinking, like, Golden State have three two-way players. Three. First of all, you have two that's on the team right now and one that's coming back. The two that's right now is Dante DiVincenzo. He's a two-way player. Offense and defense. Then you got GP2, which is Gary Payton Jr.
Yeah, that's the team. They had that team yesterday, man. But like you said, man, we going to figure it out. I got some more callers. Yo, thanks for tapping in. I hope to hear from you next Thursday. Thanks for calling in, brother.
All right, no problem, bro.
All right, bet.
Love.
Fly guys, who we got next, man? Who we got next? Who calling me? Who calling my line? Who is calling my line? Who is calling my line right now? Yo, who's this?
Yo.
What's up? Where you from? What's your name? What's going on?
It's Esau. It's Esau. It's good, King.
What's going on? Where you calling from, Esau?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
I'm Brooklyn fucking with us heavy right now. I'm in Brooklyn right now. I'm right now on Myrtle Avenue doing this show live right now outside. That's why I'm
here. Okay. I like what I'm hearing.
You like it? You fucking with it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man. So what's going on, man? What sport you fucking with? What I need to talk about, man? Because I know this ain't just about one sport. It's about everything.
Yeah, I'm a football fan. I'm an Eagles fan, man.
Oh, so
I'm from New York.
You had a good team. You had a good season this year.
I'm saying that we had a great season this year. But you know,
football,
you know, every year is something different.
Yeah,
you know,
I ain't gonna hold you. If I was an Eagle fan, which I'm not, I'm a Jet fan. I would definitely be happy with my team because you played against a great. You know what I mean? Patrick Mahomes is nice. Y'all almost beat him, so I would definitely not. I wouldn't. I keep my head up. I think y'all still got the NFC. That shit wide open though. That shit wide open for y'all.
It definitely is. It definitely is. I think as long as Jalen Hurts played to the capability of, I'm not going to say last year, but at least somewhat close to that, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Because it's a quarterback-driven league. So as long as he can put down points on the board, we'll be all right.
Yeah, nah, he definitely showed up. Whoever took that over in the Super Bowl, he made y'all some good money, man. He definitely showed up. That was a good game.
Definitely.
And I think they only really lost because it was his experience. If he was experienced like 3-4 years, like starting, I think they beat that. They win that game. You know?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it was more him because he did what he's supposed to do. You know, football is the ultimate team sport. And I think if you paid attention to the game, but we got beat on the same play on, I believe it's the last two touchdowns that they scored on the same play, just different sides of the ball. I mean, different end zones or whatever the case may be. But, and I think that was more adjustments by the coaches. Like, these are the coaches. I think he did a horrible job with adjustments.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's that.
Championships, baby.
Yeah, so you know what it is? It's that game, bro. Yo, bro, keep it real with you. To finish what we was talking about with the Super Bowl, I think it's just the game, the moment sometimes it'd be big, it'd be too big for somebody. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, those Jets coach, the Eagles coaches, they ain't never been there before. Andy Reid's been there with the Eagles. He's been there, lost them, and he's 1-2, so he knows how this shit go. You know what I mean? That whole halftime show.
Yeah,
experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I swear, when I was watching that game, bro, I was like, oh, Patrick Mahomes is going to win this game. I knew it. I knew they were coming back.
Hey, you felt that.
You know how it is.
You felt that.
Yeah, it's too easy. When it's too easy, it's like I seen Tom Brady do it. Niggas is down 28, come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't – it's different. It's different.
You want to know why I thought we had it? Just because our quarterback didn't digress in the game. Like, And, you know, normally it's like, the offense can't even score. It wasn't that. It was like, the defense can't stop nobody now.
Yeah, both defenses couldn't stop nobody. The Chiefs just made the stops that they needed to do at the right time.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
That's a fact.
And that's what it comes down to. It comes down to that. Like, damn, that one little play. It's a game of inches. And when you're that good, that nice, bro, it's little shit. You make a little hiccup, oh, we got you. And that's what it was. It was little shit, man. But...
Yeah, my Jets, man.
I'm feeling them, but I don't know about our quarterback situation. I was clamoring. I wanted to get fucking what's his dude name? I wanted to get Lamar Jackson. Make them fucking trade. Get him. Then
you
want to
give us 2 first-rounders?
Hell yeah! Cause they all we can't. Picks is just pick, man. You know what I mean? You know it's mad. We had Zach Wilson. He was the fucking first round. This bum, man. He's number 2 pick. Bum. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about who you pick. It's a lot of Hall of Famers that was picked in the 5th round. So it's like, you know, it's different, bro. It's different. That's what, like you said, every year is a different story. Nigga might be good this year, next year.
Because y'all got the
weapons. A different person. We got good on offense. We need to get a free safety because we got 2 strong safeties. You know what I'm saying? And we got to get something out. Maybe like a pass. I don't know about a pass. We need something else. Then we're going to be okay.
Got defense something serious. Got defense serious last year, bro.
We got to trade Quinn. We got to sign Quinn Williams. And then we're going to be all right. We'll be all right, bro. We got Sauce over there. We just need that quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. Sauce is a dog. Yeah, quarterback is definitely it's always been our downfall for a long time. It's definitely been our downfall for a long time.
Honestly, man, because say we do get Rodgers. They're going to be there about 1 to 2 years. I think they're trying to just – they don't want to draft nobody this year because we got a 13th pick. I think they're just trying to see if that Aaron Rodgers fucking dust rubble for Zach Wilson because that nigga fucking sucks, bro.
But y'all don't have – but y'all still ain't get Aaron yet.
We ain't even get him yet, bro.
Yeah, y'all need him. I ain't going to lie to you. Yeah. I'll tell you this. He can take out to the next – pretty old, but that's a dog right there. I don't care what nobody say. Aaron Rodgers is a dog.
You right. I definitely respect him, but, yo, bro, he couldn't do that in Green Bay.
Yeah, I get it, but they did take his best player from him. Like,
but he won them back-to-back MVPs, remember? He won them MVPs, and they lost at home.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I don't know the last time you seen Aaron Rodgers with at least like with all like he got a lot of weapons over there by the Jets. Young weapons.
No. You're right. We definitely got
young weapons.
That motherfucker. Yeah, but listen, stay right there, bro. I'm gonna come back with a song.
All right.
I'm gonna come back
right.
with a song. I got mad at these artists, man. Give me a call back. But I'm glad you tapped in. Esau from Brooklyn. Thanks for the support,
Definitely.
All right. Fly guys, what we got next, man? We got some music coming in. I know we got some more music.
Back up on that shit again, cause once I start snapping, they'll start hoping that I quit again. After corner store, they thought I'd never make a hit again. 2 tapes later, all I did was never miss again. I'm with your bitch again, got her all up in my whip again. I'm offering a dinner, what you wanna eat is dick again. Choose your battles wisely, these niggas need to pick again. Cause I done told right there that I ain't down to squash your shit again. If it ain't about a Benjamin, I ain't listening. I'm blending and run with the Wolverine, this ain't Michigan. Doing crimes with a rat, thinking he won't snitch again. What's really up 100 packs, think I won't get rich again. Throwing fire to the street, thinking I won't pitch again. I'm Cy Young, yay bitch, not the one to play with. Surgeon with the switchblade, out here get my face off. And if you ain't gonna do nothing about it, shouldn't say shit. Tear your block up when we spray shit. Putting overtime, talking graveyard in the day shift. Pull up in that new 760, bitch, spaceship. And it's fully loaded, cause I can't do nothing paid either.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I got the dope with the energy.
Yeah.
Dope for take dope to the Hennessy. Keep a scope for the enemy. Been broke and been hoping for remedy. They ain't coke in my notebook of memories.
Yeah.
Don't have me. Shit is fucked up. I done lucked up. The luck ran out. I used to trust. Now it's fuck trust. That shit is scammed now. My heart cold. All these hoes coming with a plan now. I plan B and move on. Now I gotta stand ground. Paper what I'm chasing. Haters hating, but it can't be. Does anybody know me? Know I do this for the family. All gas, no bricks. It's hard that you can stand me. But that's just how it is. When you get to where you can't reach. Niggas not on my level, bruh. I just gassed them high to knock the pedal off. I'm on a pedestal, 10 toes, I ain't never off. Niggas be acting lever tough. See they lever soft. Maybe take that lever off.
Yeah.
Watch out, nigga.
About to go in bars, I be the lord of that. It's all a fact, L-headed all like a quarterback. Them born rats, niggas spittin', my shit finger lickin'. Quit playing pippin', I be joinin' through the lane while switchin'. Peter Griffin laughin', starve like a nigga fastin'. Frontin' the trigger blastin', y'all niggas been inactive. Let's see that golf flow, big key Alonzo. 40 got a nose like Gonzo. Y'all know, never frontin', LB everywhere, very blunted. Michael Myers, when I creep up, you won't hear me comin'. Better guard your chest, sleeping like an arcalet. March to set, we can have a go if you want the bet. L, Y, and K, I bought the gang today, a ring of 10. This one for the coach, you gotta let it bang. Hear me bucks, but these dudes that no one near me trust. That Phoenix flame tongue will near me dust.
Some things she wanna see. Hop up on the first train. up in that pussy with no safety. Stupid in my mind in the field on the daily. You got me for sure, ain't no maybe. When it come to you, I know what to do. Do want a designer, I just want it you. So I got you Prada, cause I'm proud of you. And I got you Gucci plus the Jimmy Choo, yeah. You gon' make me bust it like that. You gon' make me bust it like that. You gon' make me from everything that you was doing, baby. You gon' make me bust it like that. You know you be coming right back. Pussy like some food, I bite that. You say that you might just bite back. You gon' make me bust it like that.
Heat, man. I told you, we playing some heat. I'm trying to make this a place where the artist is appreciated, especially the independent ones who are grinding. Those are two artists out of the story. I got KO featuring Young Ye, the first song with Lyrical. Next song with Reezy Wonder, Bust It Next. It's some good time, man. That's Queen. That's Big Queens. You know, we stay with some talent. And I like the sound of that. Like, it sounded like what's on the radio right now, and that's a good sound. And that's a good sound. Yo, guys, we got some more callers. I see. I know that the telephone, that motherfucker sometimes.
Yeah. What's up, 50 what? Bangs? This is Uncle Different.
Uncle Different, what's going on, man? What's going on? Where you calling from, Uncle Different? I don't know where you at.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm everywhere. I'm outside.
You're everywhere. You never there. Yeah, like me.
There you go.
About, man. Yo, I don't know. That's Uncle Different. He got a show on Saturday nights, right?
Yes, sir. Every Saturday.
Yeah, he got that. Let him know what the show is about.
I didn't call in to speak to you about sports.
Okay.
That artist that just, the one that was just played.
Yeah.
I want that on my show on Saturday.
Oh, you can get that on your show, the Uncle Different show. You can get that on
your
show.
Oh, man, I need to pay to my show. Who was that?
Yeah, I got some heat. His name Reezy Wonder. He's from Astoria Houses, man. He got some heat, man. That was my boy. They got a little compilation coming out soon. My son Pablo, he working, man. We it's a lot of heat, man. You probably don't know if he was listening the whole show, but we played a lot of heat, man. I got some more coming in, and I just got my bag. I ain't really reached out to everybody that needed to be reached. I need to be reached, bro.
Well,
I can definitely send that to your show.
If he's listening in, you're going to be played on Saturday on the Uncle Different show.
Let him know what you be doing on your show. What you talking about? Like, what's your show based about? Let him know.
Well, the Uncle Different show is different. I just counted, and I lost count when I was listening to your show, how many times the word different popped up. By your your callers, you, this is a different show. We talk about everything, all right? We play dance hall, we play reggae, all independent artists are welcome to call in. I would love to play your music. I want you to be heard. This is about the independent artists at For the Record Radio. We support all independent artists.
You heard what he said, the Uncle Different show.
You crazy. Yeah, man, you crazy with that sports thing, man.
Woo. Man, I mean, I try, man. I try. You tuned in. You heard me talking about shit?
Yeah, man. I'm real big. I'm not real big in sports.
Uh-huh.
But I love me some Yankees. I love me some baseball. That I could tell you. One day I'll call in and we'll talk about baseball.
Yeah, man, because we getting killed. I don't want to talk about it tonight. We down 11 1 hour. Sometimes, like, when it's you're like, that's like, that team, I've been that team since I was a kid, never changed. So when they lose, it hurts. It's like me losing, you know, like real, like I was playing. So that's my team.
Yeah. Well, I said we weren't going to talk about sports. So, yo, Fly Guys, are you doing your thing out there? That'll be a tomorrow show. It's a Gaza world, you know.
Yeah, I start the week out. Yeah, then Gaza, then
that's right.
Then Uncle Different, then Rag. We working,
that's
man.
Right.
We working, man. We really working. We trying.
Yeah.
We trying.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I'm talking about. It's different.
We trying.
You know, callers are calling in. Numbers are rising. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we putting that pain in, man. But I ain't gonna hold you up, OG. Thanks for calling in.
No, I'm gonna let you go to. Yes, sir. I'm gonna let you go to your next caller. All right. Peace out. Talk to you Saturday.
All right, bet. But yeah, man, Uncle Different, man, thanks for calling up, man. It's all love. We've been going at it now for like the last hour and 15 minutes, man. Because last week we only got 20 minutes. It was 22 minutes. It was technical difficulties, but we made the best of it. It was my first show, and I didn't want people to think like, damn, he got some janky shit, but nah. But the powers that be said, nah, we doing an hour and a half next week. And he's a stand-up dude, and he definitely came through as a man of his word. So that's what we doing now, you know what I'm saying? An hour and a half of sports with me. But it's more than sports. It's sports, drugs, entertainment, you know? That's what we – I don't want to scare people away because people be saying, I'm not really good at sports. I don't want to do this. You know what I'm saying? But it's like – this talk, whatever's relevant, we talking about. This is a platform, you know. I know some people get too tired and nervous, probably never heard they voice through the radio or whatever, but shit. You got to jump in that pool to see how deep it is, right? Got to jump in that pool, and that's what I'm doing. So I'm just like y'all. I'm just like y'all. I'm trying to grow a fan base. I want y'all to fall in love with my voice. Like when y'all hear it, like y'all got to hear it, because me, I'm a big sports, rather talk radio person. I love podcasts. I'm a conversationalist. So this is nothing. This is right up my lane. This is right up my alley. But if you want to come and talk, we got a couple more minutes left. The number is 929-477-2425. It's 929-477-2425. It's your boy, 50 Bands. Yo, guys, man, we got any more music? We got any more music to play? We got any more music? I know people send a lot of music, but we trying to get to everything that we can right now. I tuned in. Oh, yeah, but I don't think I told y'all my pick. I think my East and West Coast pick is going to be Phoenix and Boston. Phoenix and Boston. And I think Boston might get them, but it depends how Devin Booker go. If Devin Booker go crazy, then it's a different series. But, like, all the top teams in the East, if they play teams like that, like Phoenix or Golden State, they're going to have home court. I don't know if that means that much, but I know it means something when it's the deciding game 7 on your home court in front of your fans. Service sports, home court means a lot. Basketball means a lot. Football doesn't mean that much. Hockey, I don't know, but people say the home teams got more pressure on them. Cause every shot is like, oh, other team, they don't got nothing to lose. They're ready to get booed, you know? We got one caller. Who's on my line? Who is on my line? Caller, what's going on? Where you from? What's your name?
Who's on my line?
Who is on my line?
Hello?
Yo, this is Chef Ty.
Oh, Chef Ty calling out of Queens. What's going on, Chef Ty? What's going on? That's my people. What's up, brother?
You know what it is, man. I'm just checking in. And you talking to sports. I'm going for the Knicks. You already know the vibes.
Yeah, you going for the Knicks, man. Who you got them winning it all? You realistic and got a different team that going to win it all?
I don't know. Winning it all, I'm trying to go for it. I think Boston might take it, man. They hungry,
Boston
man.
Boston going
to
take it? Yeah,
man. Yeah, I'm going.
Just,
Tatum needs a ring, man.
It's just like you a cook. You know when the food is done, and that team looks like they done. They ready to go. Like they ready to be served.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of think that too. I think, like I said, I like Boston and like Phoenix. You know, I think that can be a good. That's gonna get a lot of views too. You know, if you got KD,
that'll be a
good
matchup.
KD
can't slip up and injure himself, and Chris Paul got to really toughen up and stop trying to injure everybody else on the other team.
You're right, fucking KD, man. That motherfucker's a tin man. That nigga get hurt. That's why I'm kind of glad my team traded his ass. Like, it was bittersweet, but I'm like, man, let's get some young boys in there because this motherfucker, he got hurt this year. It's so crazy, bro. The Nets had a better record than them, and he left. So
yeah.
We had a better record than Phoenix, so what the fuck? Like,
they both
stayed. Yeah, man.
Kyrie didn't even make it to the playoffs. Why?
Yeah, look at him, right? Look at that. All that shit he did. But you know what that is? That's the basketball gods. You cannot disrespect the game. You want the game to respect you. No. You missed all these games with this and this. Nah, now you can't make the playoffs. Who would have thought him and Luka wasn't going to make the playoffs, man?
Word.
Him and Luka.
You know
what I'm saying? Him and Luka? Damn. But that Knicks series is going to be real
crazy. I just want to say,
take that shit going seven.
I just
want to
say,
Knicks
keep on doing
seven.
Your thing, man. I'm proud of you, man. I like what you're talking about. Everything is great, bro. Great, King.
Good looking.
Word among
them. Yo, listen, we played your people's music, right?
I didn't even hear it. I've been on. I got back home. I went to a consultation at this restaurant just now. They want me for Mother's Day, so you know I had to go down there and sit down with the bosses and stuff and see what's going on with the menu.
Okay. What was your man who sent the music anyway? Because I know we played some shit.
His name is
Outspoken. Did he play? I don't know if we played Outspoken. We played a lot, but if not, I'm gonna get to it.
TFL team.
Oh, the TFL team. That's what. Oh nah, we ain't play that. We gotta play that.
We gotta play that.
What's the name? What's the name of it? You said
TFL team.
TFL ting. All right, we about to play that, man. Chef Yo Ty. That's Chef Ty. Check him out on Instagram. He's a good chef. Listen, thanks for calling in, brother, man.
Chef Ty.
Hit him up, man. So what's your handles? What you said it was? Your IG and everything?
Yeah, my IG is Chef Ty Foreign. ChefTyForeign. Always I before the E. I spelled it wrong because somebody else had my name.
Okay, it was a
hit me
yo.
Up.
We had Outspoken with a song called we have Low Key.
Yeah, Low Key is it too? Yeah.
Okay. All right, we about to play some shit right
low
now
key.
Though.
Yeah,
right,
but
I'm on
the TFL team. That's the Jamaican one.
Oh, you on that song? Okay. I don't know if they said that, but if not, we gonna play that. We definitely gonna fuck with y'all, regardless.
I bet. Run it up. Congratulations on all your blessings, my God, King.
Thank you, King. Are we playing? We playing that? We playing that low key, Outspoken? That's that. That Camp Dollar.
All right.
Okay.
We there ya. Boom. Chef Ty Foreign. It's a TFL thing. Yeah. It's a bad man thing. It's a rude boy thing. It's a TFL thing, it's a rude girl thing. Lick a shot, make it ring. TFL, make it bling. Grab a split, we gon' burn it up, yeah. Them say we know we do enough, yeah. Get a bag, we a gon' run it up, yeah. Stand still with the semi-talk, yeah. Every time I step up, TFL, you know me, I'll wrap up. Hoodie to me pants, know me fresh up. Boss man, step up. And the girls, them wildin'. TFL, you know them shining. Anything you do, we know we cut like diamond. Precision, we know like division. Him is sweet decision. We no need no girl who need no supervision. Girl, you know lock up in a prison. I put the grind before my pain. She gave me head inside that rain. I gotta fuck her till she scream. She said she love the way I sing. So you know I had to switch it up, TFL, you know we give it up, Pulled up in the Bentley truck, And they love when a nigga start,
Watch them all close when they approach, cause they be scheming. I be in the trenches in the jungle with them demons. Plotting on a million with my dog, I won't leave them. If I op hungry, grab a pistol, we gon' feed them. And you know we gotta lift them up, blue tips, leave them stiff and stuck, and they love when a nigga up, too bad they can't get enough,
It's a bad man thing, it's a rude boy thing. It's a TFL thing, it's a rude girl thing. Lick a shot, make it ring. TFL make it bling. Grab a split, we gon' burn it up, yeah. Them say we know we do enough, yeah. Get a bag, we a gon' run it up, yeah. Stand still with the semi-talk, yeah. Every time I step up, TFL, you know me, I'll wrap up. Put it to me pants, know me fresh up. Girls, them wildin', TFL, them styling. Everybody drippin' diamonds, a different climate. The girls, them frosty. Girl, you almost lost me. We are the boss, B. You know it's the frosty. Watch them for them, try to off me. You see me? TFL, the gang, it ain't with me. Big blunts, rolls in the Bentley. Keep a bad guy with me. Come get high with me. Come, baby, roll my weed. Let's burn it up. I like them thick. She said she want her tummy tucked in. When I tell her no, we fussing. Get back, we ain't done rumping. She team with the shits. We ain't with the body blocks. She gon' let the chopper fly. Confused by the drip. And that's my bitch for sure. Ride around the town, fast car we go. And we gon' make a movie. Yeah, her pussy wet hot jacuzzi. Yeah, got a bustle like a Uzi. Yeah, we skip the foreplay, then she neckin' me. It's a bad man thing. It's a rude boy thing. It's a TFL thing. It's a rude girl thing. Lick a shot, make it ring. TFL, make it bling. Grab a split, we gon' burn it up. Yeah, them say we know we do enough. Yeah, get a bag, we a gon' run it up. Yeah, stand still with the semi-talk. Yeah, it's a bad man.
Yeah, Katie, Katie, Katie. Yeah, high on the track. Dime like shit. Grandma, grandma, grandma.
Look, look.
I'm rolling up, getting high in the trap. Dime like shit, I put that on the mat. Having my way, so I ride with a stack. Stepping design, I'm spreading the pack. I'm wearing drip, my hat to the back. Fresh pair of Cardis, I got a mat. Taking advantage, I think as I rap. Don't drop your location, we know where you at. I'm rolling up, getting high in the track. Dime like shit, I put that on the map. Having my way, so I ride with a stack. Stepping designer, I'm spreading the pack. I'm wearing drip, my hat to the back. Fresh pair of Cardis, I got a mat. Taking advantage, I think as I rap. Don't drop your location, we know where you at. We never duck in the drama. I could do the Dior's or I step in the Prada. I'm on that new shit, I had to level my body up. I can put snakes in my collar. Look at the fit, shit over 10K. Get off my dick, young Esco dollars. I need a pic, I'm about to post on the gram. I make niggas mad at my comments. I'm about to tweet, and I got heat, can't leak. I don't spend money on bitches, cause she for the streets. I let her speak for herself. I'm having my way every day, I ain't getting no sleep. I'm putting on for the set though. I'm the voice of my city, I speak for the ghetto. Like Steph, it don't matter, wherever he pull up, my shooter gon' let go. You gotta respect how I'm coming. No dad hat, this a designer bucket. I got the fire when I slide, I'm clutching. I know they want me to lose, but it's nothing. Put that boy in this flip, shit busting. I can't be slipping, I gotta move dusty. KD, I'm a boss, can't touch me. Niggas be hating on me and I love it. Rolling up, getting high in the track. Down like shit, I put that on the mat. Having my way, so I ride with a stack. Stepping designer, I'm spreading the pack. I'm wearing drip, my head to the back. Fresh pair of Cardis, I got a mat. Taking advantage, I think as I rap. Don't drop your location, we know where you at. I'm rolling up, getting high in the track. Down like shit, I put that on the map. Having my way, so I ride with a stack. Stepping designer, I'm spreading the pack. I'm wearing drip, my head to the back. Fresh pair of Cardis, I got a mat. Taking advantage, I think as I rap. Don't drop your location, we know where you at.
Yo, yo, yo. That was Kev Dollars, Don Block, coming straight out of Queensbridge. And the track before that was TFL Kings. We having a Caribbean vibes on here, too. I ain't discriminating. You do music, you think you fire, I'ma play it. Fucking let the people judge it. You know what I mean? But I was rocking with all the music today, and I ain't hear anything. I heard it live just like y'all, so, you know, it's an organic reaction, so pull up. We got about a minute left, maybe 2 minutes left of the show. I'm glad y'all took your time out of your busy day, your beautiful night, and tuning with me. This is a Thursday thing. Don't be scared. Pull up, talk your shit with me, because I'm going to talk my shit. I'm going to talk my shit. We're going to end the show with Outspoken. That's coming up next. They got the song called Low Key, right? We're going to play that. But like I said, I hope to see y'all next week. We'll be about 2-3 days away from the Tank and Ryan fight, so we definitely going to have addiction. I want y'all to call in. Please. All right, see y'all next week. I'm out.
I'm popping the top, grabbing the torch. You wanna get high, yeah, that's of course. Jump in the car, yeah, that's a Porsche. Now watch them plug up, they know I'm the source. All of them follow, I ain't had the force. They smoke a silent, we got the noise. Some niggas mad, we been them boys. Some niggas mad, we been them boys, yeah. We go to the scene when we outside. She give me head while I ride. I put my hands up, I can't drive. I got betrayal on my mind. I got diamonds on my neck. I got that rolling on my wrist. And I can't even tell it's time. If she wanna meet me, I'm right here. She said she hate me, that's not fair. Get a new boo and he won't compare. I be shitting, I make him stare. When we argue, make it clear. First we fight and then we make up. Now we fucking on the stairs. She said she won't trust nobody else. And if I done fucked up, then she probably help me. Tryna gas up, but the tank on E. Mm-hmm. In the streets, but I'm still low-key. Mm-hmm. Sober now, but I might OD. Mm-hmm. Tryna make millions with the same old team. I'm just tryna have fun, you gotta relax. I was just fucking hoes, I was gon' get right back. Every time you come, you on attack. You done lost your fun side, tell me where it's at. We go round and round and go round and round again. Then every time we tell me why you asshole. Every time you come, you been an asshole. Tryna mimic me and then I call you tadpole. You must been with your other nigga cause you mad, bo. I said, tell me why you ask, bo. I've been lying to you for months, you won't let that go. First they love you, then they don't, then you get back, dog. Leave your brains on the pavement or the asphalt. I'm so blessed, highly fit. Can't live with stress. If I could change it, that girl a mess. I hope you tame it. I don't confess, I make arrangements. Mm-hmm. My diamond shine, make her eyes close. I'm just tryna change time zones. In my city, I got 9 clones. She pull me strong like a trombone. I'm just tryna take her home. Hella traffic on the highway. Got me stuck playing love songs. And we go to the scene when we outside. She give me head while I ride. I put my hands up, I can't drive. I got betrayal on my mind. I got diamonds on my neck. I got that rollie on my wrist. And I can't even tell the time. And she says she won't trust nobody else. And if I done fucked up, then she probably helped. Tryna gas up, but the tank gon' eat. In the streets, but I'm still low-key.
Yeah. It's a freestyle, say don't get shot. Let's bring hip-hop back, get your voice locked out. The BX in the building, let's go. It's from the top, call me Flash, I ain't nothing gon' stop. If you see me on the block, you better just watch. If you step up close, man, your ass will get popped. I got so many killers around me, just watch. I'm the iller and the thriller, nigga, watch when I cop. I love no, yeah, same, fuck the cops. I'ma roll around, boy, in a drop that's a hop. I got 2 things in to make you shot. Shit is crazy, dog, when I'm coming like I'm hot. I'ma let them know, running on the block and when I'm hot. I haven't been to the block in a couple of years, but I still know that it's hot. What you know about Gaza, nigga? They like, yo, he a fucking problem, nigga. I'm like, yo, I'm just trying to solve a nigga. Have to wondering why the world don't revolve, my nigga. Yeah, keep it to yourself. They like, hit the mic, dog, do it for your health. I'm like, nigga, chill, I'm just tryna win. Nigga, yo, for real, I'm in for the win. They like, yo, never stop it when they pop it. I'm like, yo, nigga, stop it before I pop it. This shit is crazy, man, they gon' scream stop it. When I'm coming through, nigga, better watch it. It's like 3D on the internet, my nigga. You can't see me on the internet, my nigga. That's the only way, I don't play, I move around a nigga. You better watch it, yo, so smooth around a nigga. Yeah, and we on the same shit though. Yeah, used to play on the strip though. Now I'm chilling on the strip though. I used to be the pimp though. Now I'm trying to hold it down, trying to roll around. Actually where I'm from, little nigga from the boogie down. What they know about, yeah, just the illest damn block. Guys are on the top, boy, I'm the illest now. I'ma do it for them niggas, never had shit. You better watch it when the blunt's going past shit. ain't even tryna pass it. Cause if I bought my own shit, nigga, last shit. Uh-huh, like a movie though. Used to be all in the jacuzzi, yo. Now I lay low, chillin' in the fucking woods. Understand my nigga, they lookin' at me, he from the hood.
For the views, I don't care who you knew. You did it for the crew, I thought you knew.